geeking out never looked so good. Two incredibly sexy men will rise for your auditory pleasure. Here's your hosts, Wancho and Vibe. Keeping up with the Geek Bros.
And before I begin, we have a winner! A winner.
Winner for what?
The contest, bro. Do you even contest, bro?
We had a contest?
I know, right?
We
right?
never have winners for a contest. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay? I mean, shout outs to Camilla. You know, she was the first and only previously. But other than that, we gave up on contests for
and
a reason.
We actually gave away, what, tickets to a convention? 3-day tickets were totally like $150 and... Nobody claimed. Somebody claimed them and never.
Oh
went.
Yeah, you're right. There was a second winner that never actually answered back when we reached out to them.
Yeah.
So was this another one of those? Yeah. Is this going to be another winner that's not going to answer back?
I hope not, because Darius Mathis has won.
What?
Darius.
Let me see.
Mathis.
The keyword is. Look at it. The keyword is Battlestar. Yeah. Shout out to Darius Mathis, the winner of our first Geek Bros podcast
of 2018.
Well, no, we didn't have any other giveaways for podcasts, did we?
Yes, we did.
We did. That's the first winner of 2018, the only winner in general in 25 episodes. Congratulations, good sir, kind sir. We're going to type up a list of several
things that you can
choose from. To honor the fact that this is episode 25, you're going to choose two items.
Exactly.
Ooh. I didn't even tell you that, Juancho.
I know, right?
Two items. And we will send it out to you.
Out of money.
And so thanks for listening. And we're really, really, really excited that at least one person is listening to the entire podcast.
Exactly. Just
unless,
one.
Unless he, you know, listened to that point and finally turned it off and said, thank God.
So I couldn't take it anymore.
So I have to compliment you. I apologize. You're right. People are listening to the entire thing.
Yeah, man.
So congratulations again. We're going to get that email right out to you today and get your prize on.
And let's begin.
Let's begin.
What a beautiful day. It's now a rainy day. Now it's getting cold again here in South Florida. Because it's episode 25. It's not Wednesday, but it's Friday! Yeah, yeah! What's going on, guys? What's going on? This is Juancho.
This is Vibe.
And Vibe. It's been a wonderful week now. I miss Wednesdays, though. It makes me feel some type of way that on Wednesdays I'm there in class and I'm like...
Yes, please remind our... One listener. Please remind our listeners that we have changed the recording of the podcast, thus changing the release of the podcast, video recap. I gotta turn those off.
Yeah. So while Vibe is turning on his little spray things, there has been a...
I want my studio to smell fresh.
Bro, you could have done that during the fresh scent. So there's been a schedule change. We're gonna start now uploading the videos on Friday nights, releasing them Friday nights.
Video or the audio?
The podcast and the videos. So the video will go the next day and the podcast will go on tonight. Until May 5th, when Juancho graduates and
Juancho is finally getting his GED, everybody. Let's clap.
Woo!
It's about time.
Shout out to Highlander Adult.
Stay in school, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay in school. Don't be like Juancho.
Shout out to Highlander Adult. That's why I get my GED at.
Yeah.
GED
no, but seriously, Juancho is getting his A-. I'm sorry, AA. I'm sorry, was it bachelor's? What are
you
doing?
Bachelor's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at you, fancy.
All right.
Fancy.
So fancy, huh?
He's getting it in arts.
Oh, yes.
Bachelor of Arts.
Bachelor of Arts.
No, what are you doing?
Business administration.
So, Bachelor of Arts. Okay, yeah. Cool. So, yeah. So, congratulations to you on that. And so, this is worthwhile. So, there's a reason why we did change it. Why I allowed the change. Because it upset the entire release schedule of the studio. But...
It's okay.
It's all good.
It's for a good cause.
Sure.
How was your weekend?
My weekend. Fantastic. For whatever reason, I'm binge watching... Star Trek Enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
All over again. I freaking love that show. That show is the most underrated Star Trek show... That was out there. So I'm binge watching that over again. I've been editing, but editing other things. So I have other some non-for-profit organizations. Yeah. I actually have a very interesting cancer documentary that I'm working on right now. I have a cancer patient, and she had a hard time with medical things. Are you playing with my Dragon Balls?
Do you want me to continue playing with your Dragon Balls?
No! I just got those Dragon Balls. Those aren't those things that you... Are they? I don't know. Anyway, I'm moving on, because he's playing with my Dragon Balls. And I don't know how I feel about that family podcast. yes, there's a cancer documentary I'm working on with a cancer patient who's had a hard time with her diagnosis and insurances. So I've been prepping that. There's an urban feature film, indie film, that I've been tapped to direct and film. So working on that, too. So that's the reason why when you ask me that question later, I have my excuses. But other than that, I've been working really hard and binge-watching Star Trek, because it's been a long road getting from here to there. Those who have actually seen the show, yeah, they know what I'm doing.
I was just...
I've got faith.
I've been watching The Magicians.
Faith of the Heart. See, you can't be the only one that sings on these blasted podcasts. How was your weekend?
I just watched a whole bunch of The Magicians.
Congratulations. Yes, welcome.
That's all I did.
That's a really, really, really up show. Is it? I bleep myself.
It's amazing. We're going to talk about it.
It's a mind, okay?
It is. So, yeah. So
I'm self-censoring myself because I can't beep this thing out when I'm editing the video recap. So if you're watching us next week, if you're watching us tomorrow, you'll see that I'm actually mouthing it, but I'm not saying anything. Yeah. So, no, nothing wrong with your audio.
Okay. Beautifully done. So what's going on with the Geek Bros and Geek Girls this week?
So I prefreshed this preface. Prefreshed? What's the word I want to say?
I don't know, bro.
Whatever. I gave you guys some context about my weekend and my last week. So when I can say that there is nothing new for the Geek Bros, besides the video recap was released last week, I still have pending the Sweetie Talk 3 with myself and
Darflex.
This is going to be the trifecta. It's the end. It's me basically ranting about The Last Jedi. I also have the spoiler review coming out. Both of them are actually in pre-production. The timelines are set. It's just the fine-tuning, all the extra little goodies. Not necessarily Geek Bros related, but last week we did release the first episode of the spin-off series, Shut Up, I Love It. It's just basically us reacting to movie trailers, to movies, to random web videos, and randomly odd commercials. That's the thing that I've been working on. So other than that, Geek Girls is pretty much dead in the water for right now. So if it's gonna come back, I will let you guys know. But I think it's found its end, but that's just me.
Bro. Yeah. You're nobody to tell me the Geek Girls are getting canceled.
Wow.
Okay.
See, why is it going to be all that? Why?
I don't know, bro, because you're a nobody.
I mean, I know I'm nobody. I know that I'm nobody. But still.
Bro, it's all right, bro.
I'm just saying.
It's all right. Do you need a hug on air?
Yes, I need a hug on air.
All right, I'm going to give a hug. Yes.
All right, there you go.
I give the nobody a hug, but it's all right, bro.
You know what? Juancho is very, very cuddly. That's all I can say.
I am very scared.
And on that note, Juancho, what brings us here today?
We're going to be talking Bendis 1000. Stan Lee, do you even hear us, bro? We're still waiting for something good to come out in the movies. Video games out this week. Nintendo Direct, the first one of 2018, was a mini edition. Pikachu was all over your face. Did you even Mario, bro? Splatfest, action versus comedy.
All over your face.
Dragon Ball and Adidas update. See, like, we do have continuation of news, so I just want to show
by. Nobody cares.
For open mic discussion, we have YouTube. Do you even chill, bro? PewDiePie. Batman Ninja. Teen Titans.
I don't get it.
Go.
Oh. Do it again.
Teen Titans.
Go.
There we go. Much better. Esports and MLS. Really? Major League Soccer and Esports? Sounds interesting. Overwatch and League. The Magicians. Let's talk about it. The Magicians and aesthetics.
Is that The Magicians twice?
Yes, two different things, two topics. Let's talk about review The Magicians and let's break down the hotness of that show.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I'm talking about the actors and actors there. Actors and actresses.
But the aesthetics is not about...
They're all freaking gorgeous, though.
But that's not what aesthetics means.
Beauty.
No, it's more like...
Can I just leave my title there?
Yes, you can.
Okay, thank you.
Do I even Hulu. Aesthetic, bro?
Hulu and The Runaways.
Brilliant.
TJ Miller, do you even harass, bro? So much harassment going on in Marvel.
I'm telling you, there's gonna be an article about Juancho harassing me. So.
Is ABC done with Marvel? The Last Jedi numbers. You even reshoot, bro? Donnelly Rhodes, rest in peace. Sex robots, Vibe's future wife.
I know that's right.
And do you even F52, bro?
So your open mic discussions suck. Or the titles suck, at least. I'm not excited about any of this. I mean, yes, I am. Stay tuned for the freshness.
I hate you so much. All right. Vibe, let's get us to the fresh scent. Fresh scent, fresh scent.
Fresh scent.
So, this article...
Can we stop there for a minute? Are we ever getting the soundboard back?
Yeah, we are. I left the computer.
Because we haven't had the soundboard since we returned from our month hiatus. I want you to know that.
The soundboard is getting fixed right now.
It's not that I want the soundboard.
No, you missed the soundboard.
But there was a point to it, you know?
Just admit it. You missed the soundboard.
Fresh scent.
There we go. Bendis takes on Superman for Action Comics 1000. Really, bro?
I'm sorry. Carry on.
What's in your sprays, bro?
What?
Is it fresh scent that's in your sprays?
Fresh scent.
Bendis takes on Superman for Action Comics 1000, reports. Brian Michael Bendis, the first DC comic book work, will be backup story in Action Comics 1000, according to comic book.
That's fantastic. I was going to ask you where it's coming from.
With DC following nearly two decades at Marvel Comics. Comic Books reports that the story will be drawn by DC Comics co-publisher Jim Lee. No further details were given in the report. Action Comics 1000 has not yet been solicited, but it's anticipated to be released in April 2018 to coincide with Superman's 80th anniversary.
Wow.
Now, of course,
this article comes from Newsarama.com.
Now, let's talk about how, well, you know, Bendis left DC, Marvel World, now it's in DC, and your first book is book issue 1000 to the 80th anniversary of Superman. What a great honor.
I guess.
That's a great honor. If I was a comic book artist and I know this, that would have been a great honor. The first, you know, Action Comic Book 1000... coming back from
1919.
I hate you so much.
You know I don't know anything about the comic world like that.
Early 1900s when the first Superman comic book came out, so I think it will be a great honor. No. Okay, I thought something was going
to
play.
It's about to play right now.
No. Okay, well, Bendis, congratulations. I'm happy to hear that you're going to be doing
episode
issue 1000 for Action Comic Books. I can't wait to read it. I'm going to be there in line to purchase the first edition, frame it, and then get it appraised.
Don't you believe it? Because I'm still waiting for the rest of the hard copies of the Darth Vader comic book he was supposed to let me read with him. And I'm going digital. I'm reading it on my phone.
Now, Vibe, you know, there's something there that says, where's the article, bro? Do you even like article, bro?
Where?
Stanley, do you even harass, bro?
Where?
I'm missing an article.
There's no article there. I thought you were trying to blame it on me, like I didn't put the article there.
So, there's been rumors that Stan Lee actually was harassing someone.
Yes, well, several. I believe it was three, the last article that I read. Yes, that he has been accused of sexual harassment or sexual misconduct within, I believe, three women. Now, of course, the representative of Stan Lee categorically, and this is verbatim, categorically denies these claims, saying that they're false and they're untrue. So at least that's something different. Most of the ones that are being caught with this are either not commenting or saying it did happen. This is one of the few where he basically said, no, I didn't do it. However, can you see Stan the Man getting a little handsy?
Stan the Man.
I can see it. I'm
pretty sure he shoots a spider web on.
To this day, the most comfortable he's been on film was in Deadpool when he was a DJ at the strip club. Okay, let's be reasonable. Did he not seem very comfortable as a strip club DJ? So
Stanley, do you even like strip club, bro?
So we're gonna follow this up with you guys because of course Stan the Man is the king of geek culture. So we're gonna keep following this. But I mean, is it possible? Yeah, sure. I mean, if you were Stanley, wouldn't you try and grab a little booty?
You know what? At least Stan Lee is not a nobody.
Is that your transition to something or?
I just want to say it just because you're a nobody.
Oh,
moving forward.
I withdraw.
Video games out this week, gentlemen and ladies out there hearing our beautiful, sexy voices.
Our one listener.
Treasure Adventure World for the PC.
Mr. Mathis.
January 7th. On January 9th came out. Oh, this is basically this week's releases since we're on Friday now. On January 9th. Jumi Nikki for PC. Energy Invasion for PC, PS4 and Nintendo Switch on January 10th. On January 11th, we have Fury Arcade Archives Crazy Climber on January 11th for the Nintendo Switch. Super Meat Boy for Nintendo Switch on January 11th. AC Neo Geo Art of Fighting 2 for Nintendo Switch. The Escapist 2 for the Nintendo Switch. So guys, buy yourself a Nintendo Switch. On another note, today, Juancho brought his Nintendo Switch to the studio to discuss a very important Nintendo Direct of the year. It was a mini Direct. I enjoyed the content that was released from the Nintendo Direct. Viking cared less about the Nintendo Direct until I told him they are porting a game from the Wii U to the Switch. That was one of the announcements. Hyrule Warriors is coming to the Nintendo Switch.
Anybody that follows Vibe, myself, on Snapchat, will see, or even on Facebook, you'll see that I, up until just recently, was having nightly...
I think it was on Tuesdays or Tuesdays.
Yeah, like Tuesdays. Yeah. No, it was Mondays or Tuesdays, but it was stalker. But it, like weekly, sometimes nightly, Haru Warriors video game time with Theo Star, my oldest. So, and he has been really reluctant about wanting a Wii U. Like his birthday pass didn't want it, Christmas pass didn't want it. So now that I tell him that Haru Warriors has been ported there and it's gonna be a little bit better and with more things, he's gonna want it now. And so stay tuned for more Hyrule Warrior videos because we have fun playing that game. I mean, it's slightly more fun playing that than the Dynasty Warrior Gundam, but still a good time. So I'm excited now. I'm all on board now with the Switch. I'm a little late.
The next game that's going to be coming out, that game's going to be expected, I think, spring of 2018. So
which,
we don't
which
have
means
a
I have
date.
Plenty of time to save my money.
Exactly. The Hyrule Warrior coming soon to the Switch also is going to include Breath of the Wild downloadable content. So it's going to have some of the, I guess, armor and kind of designs that you will see in the Breath of the Wild. Next game mentioned that is coming to the Nintendo Switch is The World Ends With You, the final remix.
Oh my god, I love that game.
It's been restyled to the Nintendo Switch.
I love that game. Wait, how is it? How? No, guard. Listen, if anybody played The World Ends With You, it was a weird game. You had to fight on two different screens simultaneously. The direction pad was one, and then the buttons were the other, and you're fighting simultaneously looking at two screens, two different characters fighting
at
the same time.
That's why it has been restyled for the Nintendo Switch. So
right,
they've been able to
fit
the whole thing on there.
Yeah, wow.
But they restyled it.
They
have the restyled version for the iPhone.
But that was the... What is the
one? Yes.
It's on the iPhone?
Yes.
Only the iPhone?
I don't know, but they have it.
Oh my god! Because we have those time, guys, I can't find the game anymore. I bought it, I lost it, and I've been looking for the game. And I can't find it. It was like limited amount was sold.
And it's a cult classic.
It is
RPG.
An amazing game.
Look at Buggy and excited with Nintendo
the
Direct.
World,
look
at this. Is the ish.
Let's continue moving forward. I'm excited to hear him.
I'm going
to
look it up right now. You know what? Carry on.
The next thing here that was released is Donkey Kong will be a playable character coming to the Mario Plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle, so I'm excited to actually play with Donkey Kong. The next announcement was that the Pokemon Tournament DX DLC adds two new characters onto the roster. Let me get some information there. The first pack wave will launch in January. The second wave will tentatively follow on March. Both waves of the new content are included in the single batter's purchase, which is now available on the Eats shop. Those currently serving, especially the duo of Iglesia and the what's the name of the green dragon thing?
Oh,
five solo. Okay,
well, I see.
Guys, enjoy it. Next,
I found it. Okay, I see what they did. So basically, they made it of a turn-based.
Yeah.
So instead of it being split-screen like it was, they actually have both your characters are side-by-side and it's turn-based. Hell yeah!
Is this what you're going to be doing?
You don't understand.
Our podcast?
No, not right now.
Okay.
You don't get it. I'm going to be playing this game all weekend. The game is an amazing...
Did I just ruin your weekend?
Okay? Yes, you did. Okay. the Geek Bros episodes are going to be out the following week, guys, because it's going to be Star Trek Enterprise and The World Ends With You. This is amazing.
As I continue moving forward...
Sorry.
Y8, La Cruzmia of Dana heads to the Switch this summer. Super Mario Odyssey gets their first DLC. Luigi Balloon Hunt will be there. Payday 2 will be launching a time exclusives on the Nintendo Switch. Kirby Stars Allies turns enemies into friends on the Nintendo Switch in March. So that means we're expecting the Kirby game in March. Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze is getting ported to the Nintendo Switch. And a new Mario Tennis game has been announced. I'm excited. I've loved the Mario Tennis series when the was it the GameCube came out? I don't remember which one I was playing, but I actually
think
enjoyed it.
I think it was GameCube. I'm quite sure.
So this one's called Mario Tennis Ace. Looks extremely beautiful and gorgeous. I can't wait to see.
Wait a minute. Who asked if they still play tennis video games? Was it you?
Yeah.
It was you who said something like, "Do they even still play tennis video games?"
Yes.
Nobody likes FIFA.
And the next, but final announcement: a classic cult is being ported to the Nintendo Switch. Dark Souls is coming to the Switch. Now, guys, I've had a little, you see a pattern here. Nintendo Switch actually did a lot better in sales in 2017 holiday sales than the PS4. The PS4 sales were down this year. So, Nintendo's doing something right. Nintendo's porting a lot of games into their system now, which is beautiful. I mean, I don't like playing old school games in this console. This console's great. The problem that I have is that the 64-gigabyte cartridge is not going to be out until 2019. So, question out there. Do you guys think that this is going to delay some of the exclusive titles that Nintendo might have, since the memory won't be there and the rest of the memory has to be downloaded into the system itself? And the system's not that packed. Maybe two or three full games will, like big games, will be able to save. The rest you have to invest on a 256-gigabyte micro SD card. So that's my only concern. Other than that, hey, Nintendo, keep doing it out there. You guys are doing your thing. You guys are killing it.
I cannot believe you guys brought The World Ends With You. You're bringing it. I'm so happy.
Look at him. He's downloading it right now.
I have to. The game is important to me.
As we continue in the Nintendo world,
Nintendo.
Pikachu, D2DX SL is coming on January 26th.
That is adorable.
I will be posting the picture on our podcast little...
It's super yellow.
And it has a big face of Pikachu in the face.
Big face of Pikachu. It's got the nice rosy red cheeks thingy.
And brown little buttons to match his little tail thing.
It's adorable.
Aesthetic Nintendo Switch.
Aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
Look at me.
This is really beautiful. I think it says here the system will retail $160 on January 26th. So, get you guys.
If you can't wait for us to release the picture, polygon.com is where we got this article. You've got to remind the people where we
next
got these articles.
Thing, Pikachu again. Articles coming from polygon.com.
Polygon.com.
The new source for Geek Bros. Since we can only use this website at our day job.
Or Yahoo. You hate Yahoo. That's the only problem.
Fake news.
Okay.
Surfing Pikachu is coming to the Pokemon Go.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I guess Pikachu is going to be surfing. For the first event, we will run January 20th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time. A Pikachu that knows the surf will be out in the wild. Lure modules will also last a full 3 hours to help our trainers looking out for a surfing Pikachu. And everyone will benefit from the bonus experience.
Is a surfing Pikachu, is that a thing?
Yeah, it was back from, I think it came out in when Yellow Pokemon came out.
No.
Yeah, I think...
No, Pokemon Yellow did not have a surfing Pikachu.
There was one of those games that had a surfing Pikachu.
None of them had a surfing
there
Pikachu.
It is. Its first appearance was in Pokemon Yellow, which featured a special minigame called Pikachu Beach.
What Pokemon Yellow did I play then?
You have no childhood.
Oh, it also appeared in games like Pokemon Snap, Pokemon Stadium, and Pokemon Channel, as well as some special events. I've never seen a surfing Pikachu before. But then again, I've never heard of Detective Pikachu either, so...
Yeah. Well... That is gorgeous, and I'm excited, guys. So on January 20th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. Pacific time, get you guys a surfing Pikachu.
Does he have extra different moves or something?
It's becoming a collectible.
Oh.
And moving forward, next article is coming from Polygon.com. The Detective Pikachu is heading west.
So much Pikachu.
And he's getting his own amiibo. So, guess what, guys?
Why is it so big?
That's what she said.
A family podcast.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
The Pokemon Company is bringing Detective Pikachu to the West. The Nintendo 3DS exclusive will launch in the US and Europe on March 23rd.
No, but seriously, why is it so big?
I guess because it has to go into one of the, you know, big...
Big what?
It's a 13 centimeters. It's not that big, bro.
Compared to look...
7 centimeters?
This is by scale. Look at my scale.
Maybe because they wanted you to get the detail of his hat?
Okay. All right. That was good. That was a good answer. I withdraw my question. I'm nobody.
And remember, guys, Ryan Reynolds is still voicing the voice of
That's
Pikachu.
That's going to be so weird.
So the Detective Pikachu Amiibo could be life-size and 2 feet tall, and I would still want to buy two of them, according to Polygon. When used with the game, the Amiibo will allow players to check out all the Pika prompts with...
They call it Pika prompts.
Which are hints that help him find clues, according to the Pokemon Company. So, Pika prompts. Find yourself a Pika prompt.
Get your Pika prompt on.
Guys.
Are you following your outline?
Of course, bro, because you opened the article. See? Pikachu. Next one is even Mario, bro.
Okay. I apologize. Carry on. Because you're not going back to your outline, so I didn't know if you were just going to skip, because remember, we have a video there that
that's
I haven't...
Right.
Okay.
Do you even Mario, bro?
I don't. After Mario Go, I said to heck
with you. This is GameSpot.com.
Mario Go? Mario Runner? What was it called?
Mario Run?
Mario Run?
Yeah,
I hated that game.
The Mario animated movie is getting closer to reality. Nintendo's president says the company will announce a partner for the film soon.
This is coming from GameSpot.com.
I actually said that at the beginning.
I wasn't
paying
attention?
While you were interrupting me, yes. In November,
if you guys saw the look he just gave me, his eyeballs are pulping. How dare you? Look at everything I told me again.
As reported by Game Informer, Kimishia told the Japanese newspaper Kyoto Shimbun. I'm so horrible at these Japanese names. Konnichiwa. The Nintendo hopes to reach a deal soon, and then, if all goes to plan, officially announce the Super Mario movie that. Long after that, the plan is for the movie to be in theaters before the Tokyo Olympics in 2020.
Tokyo.
That's also when Nintendo hopes to have the Super Nintendo Land theme park open in Universal Japan. So guys, Nintendo's doing its thing. I'm telling you, Nintendo ain't playing games,
Nintendo,
bro.
Nintendo, it's like one of those underdog tales where you thought Nintendo was out, and then they came back and said, nah, son, you out. We're good. So I'm quite... thrilled.
The last topic on the video game list is coming from the Splatoon world. We're going to have another battle this weekend starting on Friday, January 12th.
You mean
8 p.m.
today?
Yes, today.
Okay.
Ending starting at 8 p.m. Pacific time and ending on January 13th, Saturday at 8 p.m. Pacific time. Action versus comedy. Vibe. We're going to go with comedy or action?
We are going with comedy we are naturally comedic individuals. We are funny, son.
All right, let's do this. So I'm going to pick comedy. If we lose, it's your fault.
You said comedy? You said I'm going to pick comedy? Comedy.
Oh, look at that. Sorry. My Nintendo Switch decided to turn on.
What did you do?
I was playing.
Is he? And mind you, every time I'm on my phone, he throws it at me. This guy can be on his laptop, his Switch, or his phone.
Guys, by the way, the demo for Dragon Quest Builders is out. So it's a little like you build, and it's pretty cool.
That looks like your poor man's what's it called? Farm Country, was it called?
It's like Minecraft, but higher version of Minecraft.
Actually, you're right. I do see it. It does look like Minecraft. Look at that.
So the trailer from Builders, Dragon Quest Builders, is out. So guys, enjoy it. Get it out. Take it out. Watch it. I don't know. Do whatever you need to do with it. Next.
I want to play that. Not right now. I'm just saying.
You can just lower the volume and you can play. The next topic on the anime invasion list.
I hate this.
We have leaked images, which I'm going to be posting on the podcast little thing, of the Dragon Ball Z.
Where the article coming from?
The highs nobodies?
What?
It says you're a nobody. It says
highs nobility, or is it highs obesity?
Highs nobility. Nobiety? Nobiety?
You know what? Look it up. Google it.
It looks very urban. It looks like 2 Chainz and a guy with an ice cream cone on his face. Actually, he does have an ice cream cone on his face.
It's a darn shame.
All right. So this article is coming from that website.
An urban podcast.
We have two leaks.
I hate it.
The first one is Frieza. It's called Young One. It's a Frieza-inspired shoe.
It's the first
of the 8 shoes to anticipate. I actually like it.
I don't like it. It looks like somebody dipped it in some Kool-Aid. The next one is the
Prophesphere Cell. This looks like a runner shoe. I actually like this.
Okay, all right. This looks like Cell. It's still an ugly shoe.
Of course.
But I can see that. I see what
I wonder how
do.
Much these shoes are going
to
run for.
Ugly. Okay, that's ugly.
So we have
What's
those
next?
Two. No, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to show something better than that because I'm definitely not thrilled so far. I thought we were going to have, you know, star balls on our show.
We'll see. This is the first two. It's 8 shoes.
I don't know, the Frieza one, I'm not feeling it. And you can see that.
It looks like an 80s shoe.
Exactly. Like, it doesn't look like a Frieza shoe. It looks like, you know, pumps for ladies.
All right. Well, guys, stay tuned. We'll keep posting more of the Dragon Ball shoes exclusive from Adidas.
If you guys don't want us to talk about it anymore, please email us at geekbros@outlook.com and just tell Juancho, stop it.
No, we're not going to stop it. No.
But before we get into open mic, are we going now?
Yeah.
I just want to remind you guys that you can check us out on Geek Bros Instagram.
Yes, at Geek Bros, just GEEKBR0S.
That's also for Twitter and for the Facebook fan page.
Email us at Geek Bros, that's GEEKBROS@outlook.com.
Yes, for any things you guys want to talk about, can carry on the discussion. Give us topics you want us to discuss. Give us your comments. We'll read it on the air, by all means. And, of course, for Vibe Studios, you know, it's VIBESTUDIOS.com for all things Vibe Studios. And then, so don't forget, we also check out the video recap on the studio's YouTube channel, youtube.com/VibeRevStudios, if you want to see what these buttery voices look like. And now, without further ado,
Open mic discussion. All right, guys, so YouTube ain't got no chill.
Please explain.
I'm pissed off at YouTube, first of all. They're picking sides. And okay. This is my opinion. That's why I have PewDiePie next, the next article. PewDiePie goes racial. YouTube gives him a slap vibe.
You did slap me. He gave a slap on the wrist.
Logan Paul goes to Japan to Suicide Forest, posts the video up there, and YouTube removes him completely from his tier.
Yeah, but didn't...
I think the punishment for the same thing should be across the board the same.
If you violate... Okay, you want a standardized consequence for violating the standard of procedures.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
You're picking favorites. That's just my opinion.
Well, I mean, PewDiePie did lose, like, a lot of stuff, you know.
He lost a lot of stuff, but these were red projects that he had. I mean, there's a difference between, you know, it's...
No, I mean, PewDiePie got dropped by Disney and stuff like that, so he suffered the consequences. You know, it's not like he didn't suffer any consequences. I think he suffered worse than Logan Paul, in my opinion, even though...
His brother. I was actually watching his brother's, when he's a character in some, like, show in Disney... His brother, Logan's brother.
Really?
Yeah, this is Bun Camp or something like that. That's a Disney show. It's a weird show. But yeah, he's in there. So, I don't know. So, Vibe, talk to me. Tell me, how do you feel about this? Since our Vibe Ref Studios is a partner with YouTube.
It is a YouTube partner, yes. Yeah.
As a YouTube partner, how do you feel about this? And, you know,
I know a lot of actors
and a lot of YouTube families, like family own baby or something. I forgot the name of the family. A lot of YouTubers spoke out.
Shane Dawson, you mean? I don't know.
The family with the kids.
I don't remember.
Okay. But yes, a lot of them spoke out.
Yes.
Go ahead, Vibe. Tell me how you feel.
No, it's even beyond just the natural thing. Now, you know for a fact that me and you, you know, as we are the heads of the brand of Geek Bros for the Vibe Studios, company as it is, that me and you have been plagued with a lot of issues when it came to being blocked on YouTube or being censored on YouTube or downright being demonetized or not being able to place any real, not showing up in search results because certain things they consider to be shocking content.
Yeah.
Now, and it's actually spilling over into my affiliates, like Holly Days. She's getting the same thing, inappropriate content, so she's losing demonetization. That, you know, YouTube has gotten really, really strict about certain content. We were flagged once because somebody said pissed. No, you know? Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So what my issue is how did this video get past the censorship to be either monetized or even released when I have literally fought with the appeal process when you get flagged because somebody said pissed. But yet this video, which, you know, they're saying it shows that somebody suicided in the forest, they're talking about it, they're laughing about it. That is shocking content. That is the definition of what shocking content is.
You know,
how did it make it past the censorship?
Now, that's where I've said, not about PewDiePie, and now that you brought that up, because I wasn't even thinking about us. You know, we have language problem. You know, it happens. It's nothing, like, offensive or taking offenses to anyone. But Logan posted a picture of a very
delicate, it was him in the quote-unquote suicide forest in Japan.
And I understand if he's trying to, I guess, make awareness to suicide.
That's what he said after the fact.
Exactly,
no,
but if he was going down that route. But he didn't go down the route because then he started laughing at it and it's now passing the border. That's when I think I had to draw my line, and that's when YouTube should have drawn a line from the beginning and stopped that video from being posted. And yet again, after the video was deleted, it's still on YouTube.
Really?
Yes, they were able to find it back on YouTube again. So it's
well, look, the phrase is anything that goes on the internet is never really ever gone. You know what I'm saying? So that is something that I've heard. And it's probably still easy because all you have to do is rip it from their page and just put it on your page. So it's never going to go away. It's going to stay on YouTube. You know, they'll keep trying to take it down. I mean, I'm sure if we search for it right now, we can look it up.
So now, all this with PewDiePie, Logan Paul, whatever his brother's name of
Why are you
was.
Censoring us then? We're not that bad. We're not bad at all.
What are they going to do? YouTube's not. First of all, they cut down the whole thing with the advertisement earlier last year.
Correct.
You know, this year. They're doing something now this year. They're switching. YouTube, you know, you guys, there can be other potential streaming services that can take you guys, you know, can go head in head with you guys. But I mean,
I won't lie. I was going to discuss with you off air, but I am actually considering there's two other platforms to start streaming our stuff on. In addition, if not replace it, because A, the monetization is better, it's less restrictive, and I'm getting rave reviews. It's true. I actually this year I'm spending a lot of time to try and remove the bulk of, or to consider at least adding it to somewhere else, because YouTube is giving creators like us that are trying to break out there a hard time because of the slip-ups of the major ones. And I get it. I get what you guys are doing, but you're doing it the wrong way. Yep. You really are. You're hurting the people that are trying to up and cover because of a few bad apples or because advertisers are being linked.
And not even
it's not even our fault.
Not
it's
even
your fault.
To say, like, oh, we're up and comers or anything like that. It's just, it's not letting us to create to be creative.
You're censoring us.
And YouTube originally was created to be expressive.
Right.
Yes, to a certain point and be respectful. We understand, blah, blah, blah. But still, once you start restricting the creativity of somebody, that passion will start dying and slowly dying and burn out.
I'm pretty sure you guys have seen our videos where we actually literally on camera stifle ourselves from saying certain things or from cursing because we know it's going to be a problem. Darflex is notorious with this. He'll start on this for a minute or you'll slip and somebody will look at you like, why'd you do that, man? You know, so it's the same thing. Like,
it's not like we're doing it on purpose because that's what our characters are.
Exactly, we play characters. We
we're not going to talk like this every single day of our daily lives.
Exactly,
but these are characters we're playing.
So it's unfortunate because you know even when I told my affiliate, the one I produce for the Holidays Travel, I told her, listen, you're gonna start getting this a lot more. I'm gonna start censoring your videos then. You know, every time without you knowing it, not without you knowing, but ahead of time, because when you get censored and you got to send me back the project and I have to go back through the entire timeline just to cut out that one part, that's a lot of work for me, especially if I've already moved on to another project. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the bottom line is that this is affecting the creators, the producers, all of us, you know, and it's unfortunate, you know. So,
and
what is the moral of this story?
Guys, they need to tie it up.
Everything was.
I'm going to read the end of the article.
Where's it coming from?
Polygon.com.
Polygon.com.
Both articles are coming from Polygon.com, which is going to transition us over to PewDiePie. Paul's punishment is similar to what happened to PewDiePie in February 2017. I still disagree with that. Following a backlash over a video that featured an anti-Semitic content, YouTube canceled the second season of Scare PewDiePie with YouTube Rep Series. Since the Paul controversy, PewDiePie has repeatedly said that if Paul remains unpunished, PewDiePie should be allowed to release the sophomore season of his show, which he claimed he already finished it. And that moves us into PewDiePie. PewDiePie is using Logan Paul's drama to repair his own reputation.
I mean,
can somebody? Uh-huh. That's a great strategy way to think about it. If you think about it,
I'm just saying. You know, hey, I said one or two sentences, but I didn't go onto the forest to show you a dead person. So
exactly.
You know, I. Why does he look like a friggin' lumberjack?
Exactly.
What's happening here?
I don't know. I'm watching a video.
Could we not look at this?
I don't know. I'm looking at. I guess
that's okay. Moving on. Okay. We got really sidetracked. Something
happened. But anyways, so yeah, can somebody use the negativity of someone else and make it into their own? Yes, definitely.
Absolutely, that's called an opportunist. It's like when you have bad press and somebody has even worse press, you throw that all on them. Let them forget about yours, because we as an audience and we as a people, okay, we as a nation, we have short term memory. So why wouldn't you jump on it and hope that nobody remembers?
True, very true.
You know, good strategy, PewDiePie. I don't hate you for your game. You're an idiot, but
true.
But listen, I respect it. I respect it. You know,
PewDiePie, get in your game.
It's in the game. EA.
Actually, I still hate EA.
You still hate EA.
They ruined Batman. Wait, not only did they ruin Batman, they ruined Star Wars. As a Star Wars fan, is all black. Batman is also all black.
What?
Darth Vader's black.
But you didn't say Darth Vader. You said it's a Star Wars fan.
I was trying to make a transition.
Black.
It failed. Womp womp womp. So guys, I don't know if you guys been reading or heard a Batman Ninja animated film is coming here.
Is this real?
Yes. Oh wait, what happened?
I think you're something trying. Happened. You're trying to Chromecast.
Alright, so what's going on here? Okay. So
oh snap.
So I'm watching Sean Vibe real quick, a trailer of the Batman Ninja trailer. So there was an explosion that transforms Batman into feudal Japan.
Wow, the way the Joker is animated is amazing. Oh, this is going to be an R-rated cartoon, isn't it?
Let's see. Because of the blood.
This is an anime.
Yes. It's like an animated movie, yeah.
No, it's an anime.
Look at Little Robin.
Batman is drinking tea. And he's praying. And he has... Alfred.
That's actually beautiful. I mean, we're watching the trailer.
The animation is beautiful. Batman has lost in time and arrived quite a bit after everyone else. Maybe even a decade or so later. I want to see this. And the Joker has enough time to create his own army and learn new skills that finally make him an even contender when fighting Batman. Oh, so that means that he's going to be ready to throw down.
Oh, so he got all the villains to come to him, so...
Look at Grodd. You see Grodd? Looks
that's
like...
Grodd. That's Harambe.
No, that's... Ha, ha. Is that supposed to be Catwoman?
Yeah. Look at that battle armor.
When is this coming out?
I don't have the release date, bro. But this has been happening.
And he has a bat shuriken. And a bat sword. Wow. Interesting. He's got this. We got Robin, who's missing hair. We've got Nightwing, who's looks like Nightwing, but in armor.
Red Robin.
Who's Red Robin? That's new. I never heard of that.
Most likely the Red Hood.
Oh, the Red Hood. But the Red Hood is supposed to be Catwoman. Catwoman.
Yeah, we're talking all the characters. Of course, Alfred. We already knew Alfred's there.
Very interesting. Face off against like some. This is really cool. This reminds me of like Civilizations or something. Or Dynasty Warriors. They could make this into a Dynasty Warriors Batman.
Deathstroke.
Deathstroke. He looks bad. He looks bad. Bad. I mean, good.
Poison Ivy.
I can feel it. You know what? Tell me, does it look like a
Two-Face? I can feel the Two-Face.
Hold on, I don't see anything yet.
Hold on, the coin. Penguin. Okay, I can see the penguin.
Yeah. The Gorilla Grodd is. He looks so weight wise. I like it. A giant Joker back. How? Oh, see, it is. It's CG anime. Looks good. Alright. Fantastic.
That was a well done
Batman film. Batman Ninja. Explain. So check it out, guys.
So yes, so it's an explosion that happens in Arkham. And then everybody's transformed into feudal Japan.
It's an odd premise, but it looks brilliant.
As we continue in the DC world, Vibe hit us the new trailer for the one and only Teen Titans.
Why are you giving them such a build up? This show sucks.
Teen Titans.
Guess that show doing. Sucks. We're gonna do a review. I'm not doing a breakdown for this madness.
Teen Titans, go.
Do you know what makes a real hero? It's not the costumes, the gadgets, the cool powers. It's having your own movie. And that has always been my dream.
Like the Wonder Woman.
What are you doing?
Just giving the people what they want.
Oh, savages. They even went savage in their own movie.
They did.
Yes, fool. Wonder Woman inspires people.
And we do not.
Yes, Wonder Woman is great, but...
I love Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman.
Narrator guy, just do your thing.
The creators of Teen Titans Go.
I hate your faces.
It's about courage.
Titans Go!
It's about action.
No!
We gotta watch it.
To end all superhero movies.
I want the old Teen Titans.
We gotta watch it.
Why?
Hopefully.
Why? Oh!
He farted.
That wasn't a fart. That was just air leaving my butt.
Which is a fart.
Teen Titans Go to the movies. Because if Aquaman can get a movie, anyone can.
Let's talk about this real quick.
Why does DC hate me?
No, why does DC hate their own movies that they have to completely like destroy themselves?
Like why Teen Titans Go? You know the original Teen Titans had 3 or 4 seasons. It was some compelling action cartoon.
That was a beautiful cartoon.
It was fantastic.
And then right after was Dexter's Laboratory.
Yes, and it was amazing. And then they got rid of it. Then they brought it back briefly as a short, and people love the short, so they brought it back as Teen Titans Go, and it's just a mockery. And I know it's a kids' show. I know it's on Cartoon Network. I know the kids love it, but my God, why? Okay. Just why? Are you gonna watch the movie?
Yes, I am.
Do I have to watch the movie?
Yes, you are.
Are we reviewing?
Yes, you dragged me into Batman vs. Superman, which I've never forgiven you for.
I didn't want to see the movie, though. We have to go see the movie,
okay?
Oh, that's all you had to say. All right, so stay tuned for both the podcast and an original web series episode as we review Teen Titans Go, and I'm going to tear this thing apart. I'm already going to tell you right now, I'm wearing my Grumpy Cat and Old Man Grumpy Hat for the entire thing, because why?
You know why? Just because. Guess what, guys? There's been an announcement up in the world in the Major League Soccer. Guys, get ready. EMLS Cup is coming your way.
I don't know what that means.
This article is coming from Polygon.com.
Polygon.com.
Their news source for geekbros.com.
There is no geekbros.com. There is a vibrevstudios.com. VIBEREVSTUDIOS.com.
Major League Soccer is partnering with EA Sports. It's in your game. To create an EA Sports organization for FIFA 18's worldwide gaming competition.
With loot
the
crates.
The Sports League announced today.
All loot crates.
Known
all
as
the time.
AMLS. The league will resemble esports organizations, the MB2K League, in that its competitors will represent in real life sports teams.
With loot crates.
At the start, 19 of the 23 MLS clubs will participate in MLS. Chicago Fire,
Chicago Fire,
Colorado Rapids, Columbus Crew, Columbus Crew, Football Club Dallas, Houston Dynamo, LA Galaxy, Minnesota United Football Club, Montreal Impact, New England Revolution, New York City Football Club, New York Red Bulls, Orlando City Super Club, Soccer Club, Philadelphia Union, Portland Timbers, San Jose Earthquakes, Seattle Sounders Football Club, Sporting Kansas City, Toronto Football Club, and Vancouver Whitecaps Football Club. Guys, I'm excited to see me some EMLS. Vibe can care less about esports. This is why I'm going to be doing this rant by myself for the next 2 minutes. While Vibe plays my, I guess, Dragon Builders. Since he's here, Vibe, you can play the Dragon Builders while I'm doing EA. Just lower the volume, please. Respect my authority.
Wait, what are we doing? What am I doing? What am I playing?
You're playing currently. He's testing out the demo, like I mentioned before, of...
I'm showing it to you guys on the camera when you're watching us tomorrow.
So as we continue the esports,
what the freak is that? It's a tornado.
As we continue the e leagues,
I said what the freak. By the way, don't block me.
Overwatch League signs a landmark deal with Twitch. So Blizzard has signed a deal with Twitch, making it the exclusive way to watch Overwatch League.
I have a question. When I break these blocks in, what game is this called again?
Yeah, give me a second. Let me help you start over.
No, what I'm asking, no, it's fine. But what I'm asking is, do I have to actually pick up? See this right here?
Yeah.
I have to pick them up.
Yeah.
If I don't do it, I don't get them.
Yeah, you don't get them.
Okay, carry on.
Okay.
What game am I playing again?
You're playing Dragon Quest Builders.
Dragon Quest Builders. It's the poor man's. What's it called? Minecraft.
Minecraft. Yes. Actually, the hype to have the expensive program, because this game is $60. Minecraft is like 20.
So why is this so much money?
Because it's an actual game? I don't know.
Are you trying to say that Minecraft is an actual game? No. Savage.
So savage. So the Overwatch League kicked off on January 10th, and it looks like Blizzard made a major deal with Twitch that it's very last possible second. This article is coming from EGMnow.com. As a Sports Business Daily reported, Twitch acquired the streaming rights to the Overwatch League for a solid 2 years. As a part deal, Twitch will be the exclusive host of the 6 out of the 12 weekly matches in the season. The other 6 games will be shared simultaneously broadcast on Twitch, Activision Blizzard's platform, and MOG.TV. Exclusively will be global. The sole exception of China, and the streams will be hosted in English, French, and Korean. I do think it's a landmark deal, said Pete Valestico. So guys, I'm excited. I don't know. I'm not much of an esports player or ever been, but Overwatch has been like kicking behind, and I want to jump on the Overwatch train, but I'm scared. I don't even know if I'll be any good to even play that game. I'll play a couple matches and I'll be like done. Just like Vibe is when he goes to space battles on Battlefront 2.
That's not funny, okay? Because I really like the space battles, and I can't last longer than 30 seconds before I'm blown out the air.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Family podcast.
So guys, stay tuned for the
Oh my god, they're freaking doing landscaping. It's a quarter to four in the afternoon, and they're doing landscaping outside the studio right now. That's what we're hearing.
Okay. So, as we move forward now, Vibe, now that you have your hands on the Switch, Vibe, we can go ahead and go back to
it. I have my hands on more than just a Switch.
Zoom. Let's continue back forward, Vibe. You can put the game down now.
No, why?
Because we got to attack magicians.
I'm still getting blocks. I get so many blocks. Oh, I'm at 99. Yeah. I can't get any more.
There we go. You got enough blocks.
Okay.
So, let's talk about magicians, Vibe. I found a show on Netflix. I didn't know much about it until I found it on Netflix.
And I'm surprised hooked. You never heard me talk about it.
No, you've never heard it talked about it. And I'm hooked. I'm completely hooked. It literally took me a week to watch 2 seasons. Amazing show. Beyond amazing show. Let's do a recap. Season 1 was beautiful. But season 2 completely blew me off the chain.
Season 2 was like a totally different show, kind of.
Yes.
I mean, same characters. They built upon what happened before. But I'm just like, what the F, bro? Like, it was totally different.
Let's talk about Alice Quinn. Were you expecting that for her character to get to, like, go from black to completely white in those 2 seasons?
No, I thought she was going to be the voice of reason and the conscience of the story forever. So that was a twist. It was a good twist. I liked it. A lot.
Are you an uncle?
Oh, you're looking at that? Shout outs to my sister, Natalie, who just had her second baby, who quite literally looks like a pale version of her fiance, because they look exactly alike. So shout out to Natalie, and shout out to Natalie, my sister, and shout out to Chris, my boy Chris Temp. Okay, it's Tunnel Zone TV, Tunnel Zone Radio, well, previously, or I don't know. I am an uncle again. So yeah,
we're gonna get a clap. I'm an uncle again too.
Hey, what? You're an uncle again too?
Yeah.
What is it? What do you mean?
It's your sister-in-law.
Who?
My brother-in-law having a baby.
Oh, okay. I thought you were gonna say Patty. I was gonna get upset.
Moving forward. So yes, I think Ali's character was completely bonkers in season 2. I did love the way Elliot's character developed in season 2. I'm in love with that character. Elliot, the gay guy with the...
I mean, he's not gay. I think he's
heterosexual, open-minded.
He's bisexual. He's bisexual.
I think he's flamboyant, mindset.
He's flamboyant, oh my God, but yeah, I think he's bisexual.
I love that character.
Because he's real, but he's not a bastard.
Let's talk about
it.
Resting bitch face Margot. Oh, she's so gorgeous.
Margot, if you ignore the character she plays, she is beautiful. That actress, Summer, who plays Margot, is beautiful.
Summer, shout out to you. You're a beautiful actress, and I love seeing you. And
I would like to meet you and shake your hand and just stare at you for a little bit at a convention.
Bro, we're trying to, like, give
I
a
said,
nice shout
I said,
out.
I said a little bit.
Now you're creeping, man.
I didn't cross the line yet. I'm still being flattering.
Let's just continue talking about the magicians, and then we can go to the aesthetics part.
I want to make eye contact with you.
Have you started season 3 yet?
No.
Season 3 is out already?
No, I haven't.
I've watched the first episode. I totally love the first episode of how they do the
magic
thing.
They're doing some kind of like Narnia quest thing going on right now, right? On some kind of ship.
There's not a spoiler, but I love their fourth wall break where they go, oh, this is going to take a whole season quest.
Oh, okay.
And they do mention Battlestar Galactica in this one.
Do they? Well, yeah, it is a sci-fi show.
Ellie goes, oh, you know, like that show Battlestar Galactica that you watched tomorrow? And he explains the character to her.
Now I really want to watch this. I know what I'm doing after I kick him out of the studio.
All right. Now let's talk aesthetics. Jason Ralph, Stella Maeve, Olive Taylor Dudley, Hail Appleman, Aruj Gupta, Summer Bishiel, Jade Taylor, Mackenzie Austin, Maniac Tova, Leonard Roberts, Samuel Rockins are the main main characters that I've seen.
Well done. Yes.
Gorgeous. Stunning. I mean,
yes, it is a very attractive group of characters.
Yeah.
I don't know if they cast it based upon that, like you have to look a certain way, but they've got a real attractive CW feel. Without anything else.
But let's talk about how these actors actually, their characters match to their, I don't know if I've never met them.
To their look.
I can see a Jason Ralph as Quentin Coldwater. That weird.
Well, then, see, that means you haven't watched the behind the scenes that come after the end, because you hear him talk regularly and he's like, oh wow, he's a normal guy.
No, but he died, of course.
Right.
I'm just saying. Stella Maeve looks like a crazy Julia Wickers, kind of like, you know?
Yeah.
Olivia Taylor just looked like a smart cakes that just wants to just be smart. And
smart cakes. Smart cakes? Is that a word? Is that a phrase we use?
She's going to be smart cakes.
I like smart cakes.
Let's talk about the Traveler.
Tasty cakes?
William Penny.
Yes.
In season 1, when...
He's a good-looking man.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, he's a good-looking guy.
Let's talk about his problem with Taylor Swift in season 1, where he's like, tells Quinn, bro, are you singing Taylor Swift right now?
He hates Quentin.
And then when he goes to save him from the trap that Julia puts him in the face, and he goes into his mind, he's like, talking Indian, he's like, you racist mother. I don't speak like that. He doesn't sound Indian.
No, he doesn't.
Quinn thinks he sounds Indian.
Right.
That is hilarious.
Great show.
It's a good show.
Great show.
I'm doing some...
You got me that,
magician.
So okay. That was a magician. That was like someone from Naruto.
So that's what they do. Have you seen them?
No, they don't do this.
They do.
No, they do not,
bro.
Bro, are you watching the same show?
Do you even watch the show, bro?
Do you want
they
to,
do.
They do not do this stuff.
Yeah,
this
they do. In the last episode where they're fighting... No, the last fight scene where they're fighting... What's his name? Martin?
Uh-huh.
She's going like this. She's casting this with her hands.
You're lying. I have to look at it again because he looks like he's doing some Naruto nonsense.
You
know okay?
What? You need to watch the show, bro.
Okay?
You need to
pay attention, bro.
You know what? Are you watching The Runaways?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, then we're watching the same show.
I'm gonna run away from you right now.
Amazing show, bro.
Look, The Runaways...
It took me by surprise.
The Runaways...
It started slow.
No, I don't think so.
I think it started slow for
me. I don't think so.
It didn't pick up until after the dinosaur
scene. When did you start watching it?
As soon as it came out.
You did?
Yeah.
Because isn't this the show that... Okay.
As the show I told
you
about.
It was Legion. Yeah. You recommended, never
Which
watched.
Season 2 is coming, by the way, but
right.
That's another story.
Right. The Runaways is a brilliant show. I think it's fantastic. It's a, you know, I like the cast. I love the acting. I like the concept of it. I love how everybody kind of has their own special, unique twist to them. You know, but not everybody is a mutant or has powers. You know, you got the super hacker. You got the girl who can control the dinosaur. You got the little teeny bopper that has super strength. And apparently she got it from. Okay, that's a spoiler.
Yeah.
No spoilers. You have Rainbow Bright. You've got the tech guy who has special gloves, you know, the little mini Tony Stark, and Asian girl who has a staff of light that, you know, because it reads her DNA. It's a thriller.
Yeah,
it's a family drama thriller, and it's refreshing.
Exactly, I thought it was gonna be. You know what's refreshing about it? I thought it was going to be like an action. I'm like, oh, action. But it's a drama, and I actually like these Marvel dramas. I'm enjoying them.
It's a drama. There's a little bit of action, but it's not like... There's no action.
Exactly.
This is literally a family drama. It's a soap opera set in the Marvel world with some powers, but it's a soap opera. The parents have issues. The parents individually have issues. Then as a collective, the parents group has a gigantic issues and secrets. The kids find out about the secret, and it just sends everything. It brings them all back together again, and it just unravels like an onion. More and more secrets. As you get one thing revealed to you, something else is a secret, and it's so layered. The show is so layered. I love watching the show.
I'm glad that you enjoy the show. That's like the way I do, Mr. Vibe. Mr. Vibe, Deadpool 2 is starting. The movie comes out this year, but now there's little rumors from it, and the rumors are that T.J. Miller, T.J. Miller has been accused of sexual harassment.
Who hasn't?
And punching a woman.
What? I didn't hear that part. Okay, and I'll ask the same question to you. Before we get into it, I'll ask the same question to you about Stan Lee, okay? Can you see T.J. Miller?
Actually, yes.
Yes, I can see it too.
After watching the movie The Office, The Christmas Office Party, I can see him doing more than just punching a woman.
I haven't looked at T.J. Miller the same. You know, the last time I looked at him as a stand-up guy was in Cloverfield. He was in Cloverfield. He was HUD. After that, he's been playing these jackasses ever since.
Have you seen Christmas Office Party?
Yeah, I didn't really like it, but I saw it.
Can you imagine a party like that in our day job?
Okay, we've done that before. I mean, we have not.
No,
ever
we have
done
not.
That. We'll never do that again.
No.
Come to the clinic.
Silicon Valley star T.J. Miller's article is coming from the note.denverpost.com. Silicon Valley star T.J. Miller has been accused of sexual assault by a woman who has said the comedian choked and punched her during a sexual encounter in college. Now you're bringing on past from college.
Oh, this is college. Not to say that that's right or wrong, but
stop bringing up stuff from old past.
Come on. I mean, if it really was that big to you, you would have said something. Okay, sooner. That's how I feel. I'm not trying to say that downplaying, but there's an agenda and it has to be an agenda. Because, okay, now, you can say that what? That with all the allegations coming out, she finally got the courage to come out about it. I don't know. I don't know.
They canceled this series in Comedy Central, The Goldberg Show.
Wow.
He appeared in the movie, The Emoji Movie.
Here's my problem, okay? All these sexual allegations, and again, they're all allegations at first. The studios are so quick to jump. Can we give it a minute to breathe? Can we have them respond? Can we have them maybe defend themselves? I'm not saying that these allegations are false. I'm not saying that they're true. I am saying that that this is coming very fast and loose, and they're coming back to back to back to back. At what point is somebody going to sit back and say, hey, maybe we should wait before we react and give them a chance to respond, and maybe go on trial or something. Because at this point, anybody can be said that you're sexually harassed, and it can be a lie, and guess what? You're dropping them, or you're turning those over, and guess what happens? See what I'm trying to say? What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because you're gonna love this.
Yes! Yes!
I'm watching a video of a porn getting stabbed by a lightsaber, and Vibe is loving it.
Who did that?
Oh, I'll share it. I'll tag you in it.
That is fantastic. I'm sorry. There's a scene in The Last Jedi. I can't believe you just ruined it. We're talking about something deep.
I know, but
there's a scene in The Last Jedi when a porg was stepping on a lightsaber and another one was looking at the mouth of it, and everyone's like, "Oh my god, he's gonna press the button, he's gonna ignite it, and it's gonna blast him in the face." It didn't happen. Somebody actually did it. They posted it where that same scene, and the lightsaber does ignite, and she goes right through a porg's face. And I never felt more satisfied in my life. I'm not even hungry anymore. That's how satisfied I am.
Let's get to you as
Pork's lives do not matter.
TJ Miller, if you did or not, it's I still, you know, you're a funny dude, okay? But still, I don't know what to say anymore. It just becomes like it's a daily thing now. She's sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Oh, sexual harassment.
Yeah.
I know it's gonna happen. It's Hollywood. We have all known this is happening.
Hold on now. Now you're making it seem like it's okay and commonplace. We do not condone sexual harassment on the Geek Bros. However,
I never said I couldn't. I said that it's happened.
Yes, but you're making it kind of downplaying it. No. Don't downplay it, man.
If people have been ignoring it. And all of a sudden, because one person stands up, they don't want to ignore anymore. They should have taken care from the beginning.
That makes sense. Or if it really happened, you need to report it as is. And don't wait several years
there's
later.
There's stuff. Even if you're a famous actor, there's ways that you can go ahead and try to take care of yourself. Just
at some point, people are going to start asking whether or not there's an agenda behind it, and whether you just try to, is this just, you know, a form of blackmail.
Or is there credibility behind it?
Which let's be reasonable here, okay? Now, again, the Geek Bros do not condone sexual harassment of any kind or punching
only
ladies in the faces, okay? Yes, yes. So Honcho and I only sexual harass each other, and we both consent to it.
Exactly. And Darflex as well.
Yes.
And Garbage.
Yes, Darflex, he stretched me out something good.
Oh, yeah?
I'm talking about the
session. Yeah. he stretched me out as well, too, bro.
Yep.
He's a pro.
Okay, I wanted to do a quick shout out.
Besides all that, let's talk about Darflex for a second.
Let's talk about Darflex.
He's not even a topic.
Yes.
He looks like a funny looking, but that guy knows his stuff.
No, I The Darflex,
he handled me well.
Darflex and JJ. Let's separate it. Darflex is a character he plays.
So we break it in. Shout out to JJ.
Yeah, shout out to JJ because
he knows his stuff.
Because and it's funny because we are so immersed in our characters when we see each other that we can't help even off camera, off air, be our characters. And so when I decided to join Garbanzo. To do this fitness challenge thing with Darflex, who's going to be our mentor, our coach, and our dietary nutritionist, and pretty much our life coach. The man gave us stuff to sign. He gave us a meal, a dietary nutrition plan. He gave us a 10-minute fitness assessment test. Then he did a stretching out thing to see how far we can, you know, we can stretch and where our problems are when it comes to our body as we're trying to do this. And I remember sitting there and I said, wow, Darflex aside, JJ is a professional. And you forget. It kind of reminds me of when one time when I had the gentleman come over here for Darflex. He had a school project to do, and him and Juancho, they came over, and I edited it in front of them. And I remember, I think it was either Darflex or it was Juancho said, "My God, this is what you have to do. That's crazy."
Oh no, that was me. Dude.
It was me. Like they were like, "My God, I can't believe you have to do all of that to edit these videos." The same astonishment I felt when I realized. JJ is a professional. I'm really impressed.
Let's honor him by calling him Dr. JJ. I think it's right. Dr. Rojas.
Dr. Rojas?
Yes. I think it's right.
Dr.
Right.
Rojas featuring, no, a.k.a. JJ, a.k.a. Darflex.
He knows his
good
stuff.
Man. He's a good man, and I'm hoping to see some good results by the time of Black Panther, because I've gotten doughy over the time.
Yeah, we've all gotten doughy.
We have all got goals
until June 6th.
Well, I've got goal for Black Panther. What's June 6th?
My, I need to fit in the baby.
Yeah, nobody cares. So, moving on to... we digress.
As we continue digressing down the pipe hole that we're never going to reach out of, no new Marvel TV series planned for ABC this year.
What does that mean?
that there's no Marvel new series planned for this year.
Are they not renewing?
They're not doing any Marvel series this year. According to comicbook.com, it says Marvel TV shows are becoming steady hits for streaming services like Netflix and Hulu, but network TV is still turbulent frontier. ABC Network's executive reveal at a TCA upfront that there will be no new Marvel TV.
No new.
Exactly.
So they're going to keep Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
To ABC this upcoming season, the Inhumans is not expected to get a second season order, which will leave Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as the sole Marvel project on the network.
Have you watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where it is now? I remember texting you guys in our Geek Bros group chat. This season is amazing, Juancho. Get into it. This season is amazing.
It's mind-blowing.
And it's savage. Yes. Okay. You don't know. Like, they keep giving you all these characters to love and they're killing them off.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
So we're not going to get any Agent Carter, any Inhumans. We're just going to stick with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
It's because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been doing alright. But every other spinoff so far, which is, of course, Agent Carter. And, well, that's the truth. Agent Carter did have a second season. Mm-hmm. But the ratings weren't there,
the ratings
and that's what the issue is. So they realized, you know what, we're going to stick with, you guys only want one show, we can't CW it over here at the ABC. That's
it says
why.
Here in another article from yahoo.com says the amid the confusion over whether the Inhumans may have already been quietly canceled after a disappointing run. So you know, we haven't heard much about Inhumans, and I haven't seen any Inhuman trailers.
Okay, because Inhumans already came out; it's gone. Yeah, you know, already showcased. I watched like half the season. I haven't watched anymore. I can't do it to myself; it's too much. It's a terrible show.
It's really bad.
I don't know what they were thinking, and I don't know who greenlit this as a TV show. It just didn't work. It was terrible. So
you know what's terrible, bro?
The Last Jedi is terrible. It's a terrible movie. Don't watch it.
No, it's actually a good movie. I enjoyed it a lot. Let's talk about the numbers here. I mean, it actually got beat in the third weekend. Is it third weekend that it got beat?
Yeah.
It got beat in the third weekend. Articles coming from Yahoo.com. Vibes, trusty source of news.
Vibes, only source of news.
The future of the galaxy far, far away won't be affected by the dismal numbers gathered in China over Star Wars The Last Jedi opening weekend. If anything, the numbers just prove once again that China isn't into Star Wars. As reported by CNN on Monday, Star Wars The Last Jedi opened to an estimated 28.7 million in China over the weekend, falling astonishingly far behind its predecessor, The Force Awakens, which opened in China at 52 million. Even Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, the first Star Wars film without any connection to the trilogy, beat The Last Jedi at 30 million its opening weekend.
There was a connection.
There's no connection.
It's like 1 week before episode 4.
The Last Jedi opened in the United States over 220 million. It didn't manage to beat out The Force Awakens at home either, since The Force Awakens opened in the U.S. in 2015 at a record-shattering 250 million, despite the 30 million loss The Last Jedi part and how it breaks traditional Star Wars box office
statistics.
Star Wars still does well in the United States.
I don't know why, because you guys...
It didn't do good in the third...
What I can say, though, is that The Last Jedi really put into context for me Rogue One. Rogue One, I like Rogue One now. Thanks, thank you, Last Jedi. Thank you, Last Jedi, for making me like Rogue One.
After you hated it so much?
That's right. Now I like Rogue One. After that, the Rogue One is a masterpiece.
As we continue the Star Wars train, choo-choo, Ronald Roy! New report suggests that Solo, A Star Wars Story, is headed for more reshoots. This article is coming from WeGotThisCovered.com 3 days ago. Just when you thought a Solo, A Star Wars Story, had crossed the finish line, Lucas proceeds to schedule yet more reshoots. At least the news coming out of Reddit today, what a tip of the hat to Screen Rant. So before we get into the weeds, let's make one thing abundantly clear. With this user,
Are you tired? Okay, I'm just making sure.
Submitted content in online forums. Reddit isn't exactly what one would call a bastion of journalistic integrity, so perhaps it's best to approach this alleged news with a heightened sense of caution. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a second and say,
breathe.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is not true. There's been reports that Disney's not happy, that they're scared for this movie. This movie is supposed to be out this year.
We reported last week that Disney's prepared for this to fail, so...
And you're gonna reshoot by May 15th and do everything that you need to do by May 5th, by May 25th?
It's possible. It's called Gun and Run, baby. Gun and Run.
I just realized something. Continue. Keep ranting about how you feel about Han Solo.
Han Solo movie is going to be terrible. I don't think it's going to be great. You know, we have previous news that the lead actor, what's his name? Tobey Maguire. I don't know what the hell his name is. He's not doing very well. The acting is terrible. I believe that rumor, by the way. I don't know. I just said he's a bad actor. I've only seen him in Hail Caesar. But he was pretty good in Hail Caesar. No, Han Solo.
He's a horrible actor.
Now, how do you figure?
Because he has to get training.
Well, I mean, yes, but allegedly. So, I think basically...
Oh, my God.
The Han Solo... If I was Disney, I would either suck it up and take the loss or scrap it all together and just move on to something else.
And make it a DVD?
Maybe not even... Not show it at all. Maybe do it again a little later, you know? Because this is going to hurt the brand. You don't want your next movie that's to come out... especially after how The Last Jedi left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth, okay? You don't want a crap fest coming out because nobody's going to want to see Episode 10. Nobody's going to care about the Obi-Wan. Well, no, I think the Obi-Wan movie might be the saving grace. So,
Obi-Wan movie.
I predict, again, that the Han Solo movie is going to be terrible. It's not going to be a hit and miss or partially good like Rogue One. Rogue One, two-thirds of it, terrible. Last third, fantastic. It makes up for the entire movie. The Last Jedi makes it look like a masterpiece. So, Han Solo, a solo Star Wars movie. I don't know what to tell you. So,
hopefully they get it right, guys. And sad news, other than the sad news that they're getting reshoots at Star Wars over there, Battlestar Galactica star Donnelly Rhodes dies at 80.
He played.
You were a Battlestar Galactica fan.
I'm still a Battlestar Galactica fan. Did you guys see the Last Jedi cut that I made?
You have a Cylon tattooed on your butt cheek?
I have the right butt cheek.
The butt cheek? Okay.
Yes, Cylon. The old school Cylon. Not even a new school.
What do you call it?
Huh?
What's his name, Bob?
Toaster?
Okay.
Call him Toaster. Yes. He played Doc Hoddle on all four seasons of Battlestar Galactica, the reboot or reimagining that was on Sci-Fi. And he was a very, like, how do I say it? He was a very jackassy. In your face. Up front. No, you know, his bedside manner was awful. Let's just say it like that. But he was good at what he did. He treated the president when she had cancer. And he was there for a while, you know. And he had a very interesting open world view when it came to Cylons and humans and how it all was the same. And, you know, and he did some questionable things at the behest of the humans that were being chased by Cylons. But he was well worth it. And it was a great breath of fresh air whenever he was on screen. He wasn't there all the time, you know, every once in a while. But why do you have me on? What is this? Is that supposed to be a sushi? I'm sorry. I'm trying to talk about Donnelly Rhodes dying at age 80. I'm trying to do a moment of silence, and he's doing Snapchat where I'm a sushi ball. I'm telling you right now, that's a shame. But yes, he was an amazing character, and you know. It's sad to say, but this goes back to the fact that a lot of our geek characters, I look pretty.
Continue.
A lot of our geek characters, or actors, they're dying out. We're getting old, Juancho. We're getting old, and we need to understand this and accept it.
You know, talking about getting old, guys, my 30th birthday this year, I feel old. Can you believe I'm turning 30 this year, Vibe?
You're already past
30, though, right?
I'm 33, but I look like I'm 27.
Starflex makes fun of you every single time. It's funny.
Well, you thought I was 3 years younger, so... And in the end, Starflex still says I look younger than you. Oh, snap!
I hate you. You know what, Vibe? I think I found you a wife.
It's about damn time. I'm so lonely.
Her name is Solana.
Because I'm nobody.
Her name is Solana. And she is the first official sex robot.
Oh, no. That's the stuff of nightmares.
Harmony and Solana. We're watching a quick video. Just real quick.
I just want to hear her talk. Across the street in
Robotic Hardware. Oh, my God.
I want to
hear her talk.
This is very...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Take her face off.
They just took her face off, and now we're looking at inside of it, and I can't anymore.
Can you put your thing in there?
This is haunting.
Can you put your thing in there?
No. This is haunting.
Ex Machina. Does this make you think of Ex Machina?
Yeah, but Ex Machina, at least she looked like a woman. This doesn't look like a woman to you.
Alright,
yes. This is Hanson with Harmony.
Oh, that's a robot voice. That's the same voices I used to use on my GoAnime videos.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, exact same voice.
So, we are now in the age of where curing cancer and curing all these diseases are less important and now making sex robots. It reminds me of the scene of Idiocracy where all the intelligent men in Earth were looking for a search of long-lasting Iraqi and hair loss. This is what science offers us. Sex robots. Bye. I'm getting you a sex robot.
No, not that one. No, I'm sorry. That is the stuff of nightmares, okay? And I'm not going to sleep well tonight after that. Okay, just her face. And then when they peeled her face off,
Were you even circuit, bro? Do you even circuit, bro?
Okay.
Do you want to go into her circuits?
All the loneliness that I felt is gone now. I am so secure in my masculinity by myself in my 3-bedroom apartment.
Talk to some corner.
Haunting.
All right. Let's continue. Hopefully they get it right. Now,
and get it tight.
We're going to end our beautiful podcast of the day today with some funny news coming from the capital of the United States, Washington,
D.C. That's not a Geek Bros thing.
It actually is.
It is? Oh, excuse me. I'm nobody.
Do you know what an F-52 is?
It's a fighter jet, yeah.
Do you think it's real?
Is it real?
It's not real. The F-52 is a fake airplane or jet from Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
It's F-35. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know, maybe this was a glitch in the teleprompter where Trump was reading this, our beautiful president, which Darth Vader calls him Daddy Trump. Daddy T.
He calls him Daddy T?
Yeah, he calls him Daddy T.
That's who he's referring to, he says Daddy T. I'm like, who are you talking to?
Shout out to Daddy T.
Daddy T.
President Trump is coming from Polygon.com.
Polygon.com.
Only more shoes for GeekBros.com.
The only source for Geek Bros news.
President Trump became a bit confused reading a remarks about planes sold to Norway, and in the process referring to a fictional jet from Call of Duty Advanced Warfare when describing a real-world situation. In November, we started delivering the first F-52s and F-35 fighter jets, Trump said, as reported by the Washington Post. We have a total of 52, and they've delivered a number of them already a little ahead of schedule. The mishmash seems to be due to Trump's inability to prepare remarks about the situation. There were 52 planes involved in the transaction, including somewhat a controversial F-35. Somehow, those two factors combined in the president's head in a way that led him to suggest that the F-52s was a real plane and not a fictional weapon of war. Let's watch a real quick of an F-52 on Advanced Warfare 5.
Three bandits ahead.
I'm just looking at a cockpit, Wancho. What does the plane look like?
Oh, let's see if we can. Let's see. Okay, it's just a cockpit. Okay, let's go. How do we exit out of here? There we go. Okay, so. That was funny. At least some comedy news coming out of Washington coming this week.
Okay, so he's just.
I just thought it was funny. You know how we want to end this podcast?
Like this. So, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, snap! 100. 1 hour and 23 minutes. Episode 25. Okay? Thanks for tuning in to Keep Up the Geek Bros. Episode 25. I've been your co-host Vibe.
I'm your host, Juancho.
Yes, man. Make sure you check us out on
Geek Bros for the Instagram. That's GEKBR0S. That's for Geek Bros. That's the Instagram, the Twitter,
and the Facebook. Okay. And don't forget to check us out. Comment, talk, email, Everything. All that stuff. Just whatever. I think I'm getting tired.
And me too.
Don't forget to email us at geekbros@outlook.com with your comments, your responses to our podcast. If you think we're wrong, tell us we're wrong. If you think we're right, tell us we're right.
And those who are, quick shout out to anyone who's out there in the convention at Paris City Comic Con.
I think it's the second one we've missed now.
Yeah, this is the one right now. It's happening right now. Shout out to anyone who's out there. Hope you guys are having fun here in Miami. Buy us something.
Yeah, please. Bring us something. And then we'll want to reimburse you. Once again, I want to congratulate our winner, Darius
Mathis.
Mathis, okay.
We'll be sending you an email shortly with what you can win.
So, guys, listen, I'm dead serious. We're doing these giveaways, so, you know, join us. Now, the next giveaway is going to be on our original web series on our YouTube channel. That's www.youtube.com/VibeRevStudios.
We will be giving out away a video game. How about that vibe? Let's do that.
We are? What game?
Let's
Battlefront 2.
Let's do it. We'll be on Battlefront 2.
With unlimited loot boxes.
No. We're giving your credit card up to EA. Not mine.
Loot box. Unlimited. Okay. But again, guys, check it out. We do have these giveaways randomly, whether it be on the podcast or on the original web series. So check us out and just, you know, scroll through, watch. You might actually like what you're seeing, what we're hearing. Again, I'm going to reiterate, please contact us at geekbros@outlook.com. Tell us whatever you want to tell us. We'll even review what you want to review. We'll even tell your comments. You know, insult Juancho. I'd love to read it on the air.
Let's do it.
Okay. And last but not least, Vibe Rev Studios, which is the ultimate place for all geek bros and more.
Yeah.
Much more. That's www.viberevstudios.com. And
listen to
check
us.
It out. But, yes.
And webegeekspc.com.
I was just going to say.
Okay.
But for our podcast, the first place that you can hear this podcast is webegeekspc.com.
Hey, look.
And then
he just had his body scratched.
Fantastic.
Off.
And Juancho is not paying attention when we're doing our shameless plug at the end. Anything else, Juancho?
Nintendo? I don't know. That's what Juancho said. Shameless plug.
Oh, Nintendo, give us free stuff. Okay. All right. So on that note, thank you for your time.
And this is Juancho. And remember, I love you all.
Keeping up with the Geek Bros.